entry high. Rare old rendezvous on earth, why else are we here? When you present your body and being an utterly bright-eyed companion, and when we go deep into one another's eyes and the swim of communion is ancient, ancient and grave, or when you speak not just of love but of impediments to loving, and even that serious caution inflames me, delicate scrunch of your shoulders, probe of your moral concern, how can such gifts undo me? Why does my system declare, ha, they'll never get out of paradise alive? So that was a few poems by Dennis Lee from Riffs. I'm going to be reading some more poetry by Canadian writers like that in the future. So again, thanks so much for listening to our new show, Audio Text. If you want to get in touch with us, we'd love your feedback. Our email address is audiotextcitr@gmail.com. And thanks so much for listening.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am your host of Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B, and it is Wednesday, 6:30, and this is where the Canadian Music Show happens. And I'm pretty excited because there's some new people here. And what's the whole theme of your show? I'm just totally new. Pardon?
It's Canadian writing.
Canadian writing. How cool. Audio text. Are you guys here every Wednesday? Awesome. Okay, good. I think I'm going to be here every second Wednesday. I was here like 3 Wednesdays a month with one off, but things have changed and not really my choice, but you know, not complaining either. So it's nice to meet you guys, Julie and Eric. Awesome. Okay, so here we go. Let's start our Canadian Music New Year. I'm going to play something from the Constantines from their 2000 and I think 3 album. Shine a Light. I'm going to play Young Lions. That would be song number 5. If you don't love the Constantines, then there's something wrong with you. All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
Just wrote you.
All right, that right there, of course, was Sloan from their groundbreaking 92 album, Smeared. We heard I'm the Cancer. And God, those guys, I mean, you may not agree, but I think they're timeless. Especially some of the songs, not all of it, but I mean, a lot of it, especially up to and including, what album am I thinking of? The Blue One, which is, oh my God, what's wrong with my brain? The one that was released back in 96. Up until that point, I was like a massive Sloan aficionado. After 96, you know, just whatever. I didn't stop liking them, but I stopped loving them. Let's put it that way. There you go. So I Am the Cancer, one of their greats. Anyways, by the way, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where you can listen to Canadian music for a good hour and a half, from 6:30 until 8. It looks like I will be alternating with a new show starting next Wednesday, probably. So that means I come in one Wednesday, another show comes in next Wednesday, and then I come back again. You see what I mean? Which is new, because I was doing 3 out of 4 Wednesdays a month. All right. So that's that. Okay, so before Sloan, though, let me tell you, we also listened to the band Salmon Blaster. They are from London, Ontario, and they have been defunct for a long time, so they haven't been around. But they have that one song, Freeway, which I love to play if you've listened to the show over the past few years. Love it. And the rest of the album is kind of average, just kind of sort of immemorable, not memorable, not whatever, unmemorable. But that song is like a standout. So, Freeway from Salmon Blaster. And then before that, we started the show with the Constantines with the song Young Lions from their album Shine a Light. And that album, I do believe, is on 3Gut Records out of Guelph, if I'm not mistaken. There you go. All right. It is 6:45, I think. 6:46. And here we are at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And it's raining fiercely out there. So if you are in some sort of barrack or bunker or something, and you don't know what it's like out there, it is raining hard. It's intense. So we go from one extreme to another kind of extreme. But if we can at least get rid of the snow, that will make me happy, because there's way too much snow. And yeah. And just on a personal note, today is my second day back at work. I happen to be a teacher, a high school teacher here in the city. And I went back after a 10-month mat leave. So today was day 2, and I made it. I made it. Dropped the 2 separate kids off to 2 separate daycares, and then picked the 2 kids up from 2 separate daycares after working a full day, and then made it home. And then I was like, okay, gotta go. So I'm here, and I was at school, and my kids got to where they needed to be. So it's busy, but, you know, I'm happy to be out. I'm happy to be seeing and chatting with other people, and to kind of be, you know, back in the swing of things, if you know what I mean. So there you go. Ooh, what do we have going on here during Sam Squanch's Hideaway? Well, one thing that gets me Trey excited is the fact that I'm looking through our, you know, new CD section here in the studio, and I'm wowed by the fact that there is a Thrush Hermit tribute album. How totally cool is that? It's an 18 song tribute album to my favorite Canadian band. How cool is that? So, oh Lord, there's so many good songs that people have covered. Now, interestingly, either one of two things. I'm a total nerd, and I'm not up on what's cool in Canadian music. But I like to think I'm not, considering I have been doing the show for a while. And my point, what I'm trying to say, is that most of these bands, are like, aka all of them, I've never heard of, except for maybe the Mellie Grove band. Other than that, I'm just like, what? I don't know. Now, I don't really know much about this, except it doesn't give you much information. It says this much on the back of it: thanks to Rob, Joel, Ian, and Cliff for their musical inspiration. Then it says, thanks to all the bands for their time, gift of music, and for making this album a reality. Special thanks to Rob Benvie for his help in coordinating all things Hermit. So apparently Rob Benvie, who was one of the songwriters, he was the guy on, well, there are 2 guitar players, of course, Joel Plaskett and Rob Benvie. That's so Apparently he got thanked for helping in coordinating things. I don't know. I can look it up on the internet, I suppose. But this is just new to me. So there you go. Songs. Let's see. I love the song from the back of the film. That's the first song on this album. So I'll play that. And that is by Rebecca Higgs. No clue, but whatever. Lords. Aurora Borealis. I know the name from the murder record scene in Halifax from, you know, mid-90s there. She, Aurora Borealis, was involved in a whole whack of Murder Records albums. I think she was a photographer and or girlfriend of one of those key guys, maybe from Sloan or something. I'm not sure. I know the name, though. She was involved in all that. So that other than that, I don't really recognize any of these other artists. But I'm going to play us. Well, how about I simply play us two songs? I will play us From the Back of the Film, which is the first song by Rebecca Higgs. And then I will play the classic. This is a song that got me into Thrush Hermit. I'm talking about Patriot. That is by an individual named Travis Cocos. No clue again. Okay, oh, check this out. I'll tell you this much. So Patriot was recorded in Columbus, Ohio. So Columbus, Ohio. Look at that. That's pretty far away. Now, the first one here by Rebecca Higgs from the Back of the Film song. Doesn't say anything else about it. So, all right. Well, anyways, let's listen. Give it a listen and, you know, we'll take it from there. I'm sure it'll be good. What do I know? I don't know. We're all, you know, Thrush Hermit tribute compilation virgins at this point. So let's listen to this together. And that's about all I need to tell you for now. And I hope your evening is dry and you enjoy this Thrush Hermit potential goodness. All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver.
From the back of the film, he said, "Shut up or I'll shoot you. You look so good with a gun. Too bad your hat doesn't suit you. If I were fearless, I'd take a bullet and impress my friend. But who's to impress when I get so depressed? I'm alone at the cinema again. When I was 17, I took a trip with my family. We drove around in a van. I spent some time in some cities. Went to Seattle, the Rocky Mountains.
I apologize for that. This CD player is not working, so let me try this again. Hello, let's try this. This right here is a cover of Thrush Hermit. It is Travis Cocos with the song Patriot from the new compilation All About Thrush Hermit. Can you hear that? Okay, let me try this again. Hello, let me try this all over again. Let me move this CD into another CD player. We are talking about CD1. Anyways, I am your host of this show. It is called Sam Squanch's Hardaway. I'm Anita B. This is CITR, the radio station that comes at you from the campus of UBC. And 101.9 FM is your numbers. So let's try this again. This really should be Travis Kokas doing the cover of Patriot by Thresh Hermit. I think it's obviously a problem with the CD. So therefore, now that I've done a little bit of a, what's the word called? Troubleshooting, let's move on and hear something else. What I do have right here is a local band called The Safety Show. They have a new album out. It's called Blackwater. And these guys consist of ex-members of different bands. So I'm talking about the Robosexuals, Operation Makeout. What's the other band? Cadeau. So anyways, this album is really good. And let us hear the first song. It's called Ship of Sorrows. And this is CITR again. Hopefully this plays. Hello. What is going on? Stop. Play. Yay.
The tide is swiftly turning, and ships to bring in. This ship is slowly sinking. The darkest water seeps in.
To the wind, to the wind,
turning.
We cast ourselves away, but where we go, nobody knows.
Sinking.
The darkest water rising. To the wind, to the wind,
turning.
We cast ourselves away, but as we go, the anchor falls.
I will have plenty of weapons to grace my bow.
Away.
my blood and trip away. There's someone who's better than you. Let's not go out tonight to see the Patriot. On one hand, I'm a patriot. On the other, I'm a skeleton. On one level, I'm a sinner. On the other, I'm your brother. On one station, I'm a champion. On another, I'm a man. On one corner, I'm a hero. But everywhere, I am zero. Watch the stars. There's someone who's better than you. Don't worry about your future. Just call him a patriot. On one hand, I'm a patriot. On the other, I'm a skeleton. On one level, I'm a sinner. On the other, I'm your brother. On one station, I'm a champion. On
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Stand. another chance. Yeah, I'll cook your food and I'll wash your clothes.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Winnipeg, that is Noviello. That's my best Spanish pronunciation. It's So excuse me. With their new album, it's called A Little Tradition. That was the title track. These guys, well, at least one of them, and I'm talking about Rod Slaughter. I think that's his name. Yeah, Rod Slaughter. He was one half of Duotang, if you remember back in like the late 90s, early O's. Yeah, late mid-90s. Yeah. And so there you go. So he's now in Noviero. Let's see. Before that, we heard... Oh, yeah. We heard The Gruesomes. And this album is new, but it's a re-release. It's called Gruesome Mania. It was recorded, of course, in Montreal back in 87. That's where they're from, Montreal. And very stylish, mod-ish, well, you know, garage rockin' dudes, four of them. The Gruesomes. The song we heard is I Can Tell. And then before that was local band The Safety Show with their song Ship of Sorrows from their new album Blackwater. And it's really good. So I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I am. The whole album so far is really good. Well, not so far. I mean, it's not like it's getting any better or any worse. But what I've listened to, and I think it, I've listened to like the whole thing, I think. And I've played it a few times at least. So props. Two thumbs up for me. There you go. It is 7:11, and I'm starving. Oy, I'm so hungry. All I want is that sub pizza. You know, the pizza that's down there, and it's usually pretty fat. And you know, I'm trying to watch myself. I'm trying to eat healthier. And I'm doing it, and I'm losing some weight, losing the baby weight. But I figure, you know, you can always indulge. It's very safe and healthy to never deny yourself any kinds of foods. The difference, however, is portion control. So instead of me eating three pieces of pizza, I'll just eat one, right? Got to keep everything in check. So there you go. That's my quick food tip for the day. All right. Did I tell you that this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway? And I'm your host, Anita B. And this station here is 101.9 FM CITR. Okay, let's move on and listen to something from another ex-Vancouver band. I'm talking about The Organ. And they have an album out. It's new. It's called Thieves. And it's interesting because it was recorded after they had broken up. They just wanted to purge their songs, get them down, and good for them. So... it's good. It's got six songs and we are going to hear song number one. It's called Even in the Night. And this here is, on Mint Records. So there you go. Well, Mint, and it looks like 604 Records. You all know that 604 Records, weirdly, very strangely enough, is the, oh God, what's that dude? You know, from Nickelback, the guy from Nickelback, he might be listening because they're from Vancouver, I think. That's his label, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm sorry, the most uncoolest guy on the planet Earth, really, with the Jesus hair, you know, that guy. But he must be cool enough though to get The Organ and understand them and I guess put them out on his label. I got to do some more research on this. I just hard to believe that. And have you heard the new Nickelback album? I don't know. I've heard like one song on the radio and I'm not making this up. I think it was an attempt at country. Oh, oi, oi. Oh, I cringe. It was awful. But anyways, let's get away from that and let's listen to The Organ with Even in the Night from their new EP Thieves here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To the leaves speak no. breaking out today, knee deep in snow, just to see how far I'd go. Trekking out today, knee deep in snow, just to see how far I'd go.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. sword. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
My name is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Hey, Goodwood, I got the photos today. And it shows, and it shows. Two of us have been hanging around. Hanging around. And that's what you told me. And that's what you said to me. And that's what you told me. And that's what you said to me.
All right, that right there is Mystery Machine. And that is off of their, I think it was released back in 94, album 10 Speed. The song we heard was Phantom Tollbooth. And these guys are no longer around as Mystery Machine. And what I know about them is that they are from Chilliwack. And I, myself, played in a band that played with one of their offshoot bands and or... I don't know, maybe they changed the name of their band to Montana. So I saw those guys, Montana. And I think one of the members or a couple of them were in a band called Joni Loves Chachi back when. And anyways, interestingly enough, my husband bought recently, maybe a few months ago, an amp off of, I think it was, I want to say the guitar player. Well, there's two, maybe three guitar players. I must have been the guitar player, but maybe it was the bass player. But obviously it was a guitar amp. I mean, but anyway, but he bought it off him, and that was kind of interesting. So apparently in my house we have a Mystery Machine amp, I think, unless he's sold it again or God knows what. All right, so there you go. That's my experience with Mystery Machine. Anyways, before that we heard something from another Vancouver band, The Battles. That song I adore. It's from the excellent compilation The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special, which is a Mint Records release back in 2000. The song was called Lycanthropy. And then before that, we heard something from the band Hexes and O's. The song was Seems So Elementary from the album Bedroom Madness. It's new. All right. It is 7:33. Oh, and you know what I should do? This is what I've been meaning to do. When I do my show, I have intentions, and then I just kind of sometimes just forget about them. So my intention was, and I will do it right now, to give us all the weather forecast. So let us find out what the deal is. Because at this point in the new year and after what's just happened, we all need to know what's going on. So I will tell you that it is currently 8 degrees Celsius with light rain. Well, at least here at UBC, when I came in about just over an hour ago, it was heavy rain. That's in my own opinion. It was heavy. But whatever. So the low tonight, tonight's Wednesday. The low tonight is, looks like it's only 7. Not only, but it's 7. It is as high as 7 degrees, which seems really warm. And there is a weather warning. It says rainfall warning for Greater Vancouver. And let's see what it has to say. It says additional rainfall amounts of 20 to 30 millimeters are expected for Metro Vancouver, Howe Sound, and West Vancouver Island by Thursday morning. That would be tomorrow morning. Additional rainfall amounts of 40 to 60 millimeters are expected for the Fraser Valley by Thursday afternoon. This is a warning that significant rainfall is expected or occurring in these regions. Then it says monitor weather conditions. Listen for updated statements. So it's ugly. Long story short, it is ugly, but hopefully at least the rain will get, or the snow will get washed away. I don't know. And maybe we'll get flash flooding. Is that better? I don't know. What's better? What's worse? Okay. So anyways, tomorrow it should be raining all day tomorrow. It looks like it. What is the percentage? Okay. 80% chance that it will rain tomorrow with a high of 7. Oh no, wait a second here. No, that's in the morning. Excuse me. Yeah. It looks like the high is 7 in the morning and then it gets cooler, weirdly enough. And then it gets sunnier in the afternoon. Weird. Okay. But the high is 7 for tomorrow. And then Friday, the high is 4 with scattered showers. But it looks like there's some sun in there as well. So, but I think the most important thing we need to watch for is what the overnight lows will be. Because Lord help us if it did freeze. If all of this crap froze, we are in some serious trouble. But I'm seeing that in the short-term forecast, we're looking pretty safe in regards to that. Thank God. Phew. All right. So let's all just keep our eyes out for the weather and at least, I don't know, try to get your car out if it's not already out. It should be, hopefully soon, if it isn't. Those side streets were such a mess, though, and they still pretty much are, but they are improving. Okay, it is 7:36, and of course you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am your host, Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half, from 6:30 until 8, and I might be alternating soon with a new show, we'll see, but anyways, I'm here today, So next week, I either will be here or a new show will be here. But, oh, I got to tell you, the people ahead of me, just before I came on, they have a half an hour show. It's called Audio Text. Very nice. I quite like them. We're talking about Julie and Eric and nice people. And their show is all about, I think, literature, literary stuff. So anything to do with writing, book reviews. She is involved in Poetry Slam, I think she said. So nice people. Sounds like an interesting show. So hopefully you listen to that new show. And then, of course, coming up at 8 would be Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis. Her show runs from 8 until 10. And it is folk music, but a cool version of folk music, if you will, if that makes any sense. Maybe folk music with an edge. Is that a good way of putting it? I don't know. But I will tell you, she is not here yet. So she's usually here by now. But I'm sure she'll be here. And then from 10 until 11, so after Val's show is over, the show Juicebox comes on. And that is Julia and Caroline. They come on from 10 to 11 and they talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. So there you go. Okay. Let's move on with more Canadian music. We're going to hear something back from 95. It is a Murder Records release. It is the Super Friends. The album is Mock-Up Scaled Down. And we're going to hear, oh, I always play it because I just love it. I'm talking about Rescue Us From Boredom. Let's make sure I have the song queued up right. 6, 7, 8, 8. Yes, I'm not a professional DJ, and that's okay. Anyways, so if you are a musician and or a CD designer person, and you need a tip, DJs really like to have song numbers. Your song's numbered. It makes it so much easier. But I suppose nowadays commercial DJs, I don't even know what commercial DJs do nowadays. Like, I'm sure everything's computerized is my guess. I don't know. Back in the day, though, by the way, I did happen to work at a commercial radio station way back when. This is back in 96 in Windsor, Ontario. It was a commercial, like, alternative station. I will tell you, it was called 89X. And it serviced Windsor and mostly Detroit because Detroit's right there. And I also worked at the one of the sister AM stations in the same building. I also worked at the river, if you care to know. Anyways, my point, though, is that back then, everything still was on CD. And so you would just, like today, get the CD out. And I think they still had carts. Those are like the commercials, you know, big, fat 8-track tapes. But I know, since I haven't been in a commercial radio station in eons, since, like, what's that? Oh, my God, are we in 2009 already? So it's 13 years? Going on third, well, I guess I ended at the end of 07 or 96. Anyways, yeah, things have definitely changed. Even if you watch the TV show Frasier, right? Think about this, Frasier. You will notice that in the older episodes, they have cart racks with all the 8-tracks. So that's how commercials used to get played. And then as the years went on, that went away. And anyways, okay, enough of my radio talk. And this is the Super Friends and Rescue Us From Boredom here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Can we talk to you? You're cool beyond repair. Just stared and smirked, doing a cool jerk. Said you kids could make me sick. I'd like to see you try. Don't you know my life is such a drag to me? All this heavy metal, all this heavy irony. I wanna be back home, watching my TV. I don't love you. Why you love me?
idea. I went home, got my records, started smashing. Dad was so uptight, he saw a chance to fight. Said I really don't know why.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge.
She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out,
they'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
And with nowhere to go. You're amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright,
while you can only wonder.
Rent a flat
above a shop.
Cut your hair and get a job.
Smoke some fags and play some pool.
Pretend
you never went to school.
But still, you'll never get it right.
Cause when you've laid in bed at night,
watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you.
And dance and drink and screw.
Cause there's nothing else to do.
How can you not love William Shatner? That was him with the song Common People, which is, of course, a cover of Pulp's song. Yeah, the album was released back in 04. God, can you believe 04 is now about 5 years ago? Oh, lordy, lordy. Anyways, it's called Has Been, and there you go. Before William Shatner, we heard the Mini Pops, who is a band out of, who I'm sure are no longer together, I'm guessing. a band out of, I think, Quebec City, definitely somewhere in Quebec. And that song was found on a compilation called Killer Bands from Mars. And the song is Because of the Dogs. And we started that little set off with the Super Friends with their song Rescue Us from Boredom from their 95 Murder Records release mock-up Scale Down. And I'm hearing someone in here. That could be Val. Val is coming in, is my guess. Unless it's a serial killer to kill me. Hmm. Ooh. Val or serial killer? I'm hoping it's Val. It's kind of creepy here. I shouldn't tell you guys all this on air. Because if you are a serial killer, you might be like, next stop. UBC's CITR. Anyways, we have like 7 minutes or so until her show comes on, and that is Folk Oasis. And in the meantime, we're going to hear something from the Spitfires. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where all Canadian music is played. So this song, as I was starting to tell you all, from the Spitfires is called Piece of You, and it's from a compilation from Grenadine Records called Syrup and Gasoline, and it's volume one, and it was released back in 99. There you go. And the Spitfires are a band. Well, I'm sure they're no longer around. Again, I'm guessing. But were from Vancouver? I don't know. They could still be around. I'm not sure. I haven't really been on the club scene in a while, on the band scene, so I plead ignorance on this one. But back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, they were huge and popular, and I liked watching them play live. So anyways, this is the Spitfires. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
CITR. This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No.